Early Breakfast with Africa Milani on 702.
It's International Yoga Day or Day of Yoga this coming Monday, and South Africa is not going to be left behind. What is happening this weekend, Liesl? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. So International Yoga Day celebrated on the longest day of the year, on the 21st of July, and South African organizers are once again busy putting something together. And it's not happening on Monday. It's actually happening tomorrow to raise funds for the Earth Child Project. And I thought I'd get to one of the organizers and an incredible yogi, and I've been to a number of her classes, Joelle Slebos, just to tell us a little bit more about the day, and then we'll unpack it and break it down.
Namaste, yogis. Joelle Slebos here. I would love to invite you for the sixth celebration of the International Day of Yoga. We are going to be celebrating it again online on the Instagram account at International Day of Yoga SA. There's going to be a lovely variation of different yoga practices. Anyone can join, specifically if you've never done yoga before, try it out. The classes are all level, and I'm sure you're going to have a fun online experience for yourself and your family. This day is all about celebrating the gift of yoga, giving access to yoga to people that normally do not have access. And thirdly, we are also raising money for an amazing charity called Earth Child Project. Earth Child Project brings yoga to kids in townships, so that is massive transformational work that they do. We hope to see you on your mat. Have lots of fun and donate generously. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you very much indeed for that. Tell us about Earth Child Project.
Now, the Earth Child Project is an NPO that offers complementary education to under-resourced schools, focusing on environment, health, and self-development. And it's more of a holistic approach, focused on health and wellness, life skills. And from International Yoga Day, there's going to be 14 online classes taught by the most incredible yogis that we have, from not only in South Africa, but from around the world. And it is free. But they have said, please, could you do a donation, any amount. The minimum would be lovely, and it would be appreciated, but anything would be appreciated. 250 Rand provides one child, either in Khayelitsha or Lavender Hill, with a weekly yoga and mindfulness lesson for an entire year.
That's amazing.
For an entire
That's
year.
Amazing.
So, but the team have said any donation for Earth Child Project is much appreciated. It also enters you into a raffle, and there's some awesome yoga prizes. And I'm just excited because whenever I hear Joelle Slebos's voice, I just get transformed back into the yoga class when I'm in yoga with her. And I've done aerial yoga, which we're going to actually touch on next Friday, in Joelle's class. And you know that you are going to be transformed into a day full of mindfulness. And the theme of World Yoga Day is yoga at home and yoga with the family. So tomorrow, they're going to celebrate throughout the day. It's going to be on their Instagram page, and you can do it at home with your family. And I love the fact that beginners are made to feel welcome. So the yoga at home, yoga family, I just think it's great. Respecting social distancing measures and acknowledging the need for mental well-being, spiritual and emotional well-being. So I can't think of a better topic.
Which means then, of course, that if I live with you, Liesl, you are a yogi, like, enthusiast, and Africa is like, I should still be able to take part, right? Because I'm not required to have even done a day of yoga before participating tomorrow.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. It's about having fun at home with the family. And I know, because I drag Big Mike, my fiance, to yoga classes when we were allowed to, and I try and get him to do it at home, and he begrudgingly does it, and then afterwards goes, oh, I actually loved it. Yeah. And the nice thing about this, it's broken down throughout the day. So it starts at 6 a.m. tomorrow till 8 p.m. And you can choose to log in and go in whenever you want and choose a class. And if you're not enjoying it and you want to pop back later to find something that you enjoy, but because it's family orientated, kids are welcome, and that's the main thing. And it's about remembering that it's not just about yourselves on International Yoga Day. It's about being able to give back to the Earth Child Project and the work that they're doing. And I know it's not just in the Western Cape, but countrywide as well. And of course, there's so many benefits when it comes to yoga, and I love that. That's just some of the benefits is giving back tomorrow. But the nice thing is it increases your flexibility, it increases your fitness, your mindfulness, your relaxation, your mental mental well-being, and those are just some of the factors. Everyone has their own reason for doing yoga. The WhatsApp line is always open, so please let me know the reasons why you do yoga. I like it just for improved flexibility and just to help me with my daily focus and mindfulness.
It's a lot more of a workout than people think it is. It's not quite, I mean, it's relaxing, don't get me wrong, but heavens, your core is worked to the core.
Now, I love that you say that, because this is always a debate with my friends when I go, please come with me to yoga. And, no, Liesl, I'd rather go hike a mountain and get a proper workout.
Yeah,
so I'd like to challenge, workout. It is a proper workout. I'd like to challenge everyone to please go and do a yoga session tomorrow and dip your toe in and see what it's like. And this is the perfect way to do it as we celebrate International Day of Yoga SA on their Instagram account. And go and test it for yourself so you can see if it's actually something you enjoy. But also challenge yourself. And I'm all about that, challenging yourself and finding something different to add to your workout.
Well, I'll know what you'll be doing tomorrow.
I'll be logging in live via International Day of Yoga SA Instagram account for the yoga marathon.
I hope you will be too. And if you are and you care to take, even if it's just pictures of you participating in the yoga day tomorrow, the International Day of Yoga is actually on Monday, as you know, but in South Africa, we're marking it tomorrow. Remember, any donation you make while you are participating in that day tomorrow goes towards Earth Child Project. Thank you very much, Liesl.